Mayor Dan Harwood has one word to describe what it was like to watch the Bab Road fire devour the town of Malden.
Hell.
Harwood said he started filling water trucks and going door to door to get people out. We stand near the charred ruins of a house not far from the Welcome to Malden sign.
When you've got 50-mile-an-hour winds to 70-mile-an-hour winds blowing a mile-wide plus fire, there's not much anybody can do.
It's now been almost 2 years since the fire, and Harwood says Malden is recovering thanks to a multitude of volunteers and organizations.
Western Anabaptist missionaries started on January 3rd and built 6 houses.
A grant from the Red Cross helped fund the building materials. After inspections are done in the next 2 weeks, residents will be able to move into their new homes. Other residents have opted for modular homes and are still waiting a year or more due to supply chain issues. Many residents are currently living with friends, in apartments, or in RVs. Out of 67 houses lost, Harwood says 18 have been rebuilt. Jerry Bozarth with Spokane County Emergency Management has been helping the community of Malden navigate the recovery process. He said, unfortunately, recovery work can be slow.
And we've just got so many factors. You know, we had the COVID situation. We had the delay in federal assistance. We had, you know, weather issues.
Bozarth said many residents didn't have the resources to build back. Those that did had to compete for a small pool of construction workers, hampered by a lack of building materials. Despite the challenges, Bozarth said he's seen a lot of progress thanks to the support of so many communities across Washington. Mayor Harwood and I make our way to a single-wide trailer currently serving as City Hall.
That's part of the plans.
A large, colorful map sits on a stand just inside the door. Harwood points out some of the planned improvements.
The new community building will be here. This will be the town municipal building.
Soon they'll be getting a fire training center and a U.S. post office. In preparation for the upcoming fire season, Harwood says he's working with the Washington Department of Natural Resources and other government agencies to plan for the possibility of future fires.
This is the park. We've got a tool shed with tools that were donated.
Harwood and I took a ride down Malden's Main Street to survey the damage and recovery efforts.
But on the other end of town, there's nothing left on that side. This house was beautiful and gone. And gone and gone and gone.
We pull up to one of the new houses built by the missionaries to meet veteran Mark Butler, who will be moving in soon. Like many residents, he returned after the fire to find his house gone.
Normal burnt out house, you can see where the house was. This was just a pile of ash.
We stand on hardwood floors in Butler's new two-bedroom house where his old house once stood. Appliances have already been installed.
This house is a godsend from the whole community.
Mayor Harwood says Malden residents have been able to raise money for recovery efforts from donations at pinecreekcommunityrestoration.org. Harwood says they've cut down damaged and burned trees, built the new homes with metal roofs and siding to resist fire, and are putting gravel around each residence to keep possible flames at bay. Overall, Mayor Harwood says he's proud of the progress Malden has made.
If I had a message for people is don't forget us. We may not be in the media all the time, but we're coming back.
And to anyone curious to see the progress with their own eyes, Harwood says he welcomes folks to visit anytime. I'm Lauren Patterson.